Today, I'm going to be updating you guys on the Revival of Cities event here in Infinity Kingdom, and we have 270 Philosopher's Stones, which is going to let us do 300 summons in the Hall of Immortals. What's going on, guys? Cheers. Now, first, I want to give you guys a quick update on the status of the Revival of Cities server. If you guys haven't tried Infinity Kingdom yet, by the way, there's a link in the description below. Go ahead and give the game a try and create a character here in the Revival of Cities server. Not only is it a great server to get started in, but also if we take a look at the map, boys, this map is quite different than the last time you saw it. And as you can see, green faction does hold the world heart. We're going to talk about that here in a minute, but the factions have split relatively fairly at this point. And this is one of the best parts about this server. Obviously, this server first came out when the game was launched in Japan. And so a lot of the players here in the server are from Japan. And one of the things that I love is that despite having some sort of language barrier for some of the players, because again, it's an international server, but there's a majority of Japanese players, they were still able to sort of build a relatively balanced and harmonious server. Now, is there still some drama? Of course, there's still some drama. Okay, you guys can check back on the previous videos of the Revival of Cities event and you'll see plenty of that. But when Blue originally took the World Heart for the first time, they decided that it would be best if we fairly distributed the territory across the three factions. And being in a server where, you know, balance is key, I think that's a good starting point for a healthy server. So again, if you guys want to try, join the server. It's a good one to start with, and there's plenty of really nice players here that you can spend your time with. Now, if we take a look at some of the rankings here, okay, if we take a look at the alliance power, you can see CHN is number one, 404 is number two, and Attack of Max is number three. Attack of Max was pretty much the dominant force in the Blue Kingdom, and they pretty much all moved over to red. You can see us coming in fourth with 32 million total power, which is really insane. The activity in Infinity Warriors has been just, it's blown me away with how much you guys have been enjoying this server. And I really truly love that. As you can see, Max is still number one when it comes to power here in the server. I fell to 53 because we've just got some insane players here in the server. It's actually incredible. If we take a look at the World Heart, you can see that Wick put some of these markers here when this opened the most recent time during the contention of relics. And this was a close one. Honestly, it was close for green to come in first place. And I have to admit, I gotta give all the credit, 100% of the credit for the performance of IW and green to the R5s and R6 of our alliance and 404 and the other alliances. Huge shout out to Wick Gaming Lord. Guys, if you are watching this channel and if you don't follow Wick Gaming, okay, I'm gonna have his link in the description below. It's about time you check out his channel. But anyway, one of the unfortunate things about me is that I work like 18 hours on the weekend. So any weekend events in Infinity Kingdom or in any other games that I'm playing, I basically just don't get to play them, which is really horrible timing. But when I did check in periodically over the weekend, green faction held pretty much four of these temples here, and only one was held by blue for a majority of the time. Blue did take the World Heart for a bit, and then green came in and took it. So yeah, it was a really close contention of relics, but green proved that this server is going to be dominant no matter who is in charge, whether it's green, blue, red, whoever it is. And again, that's really healthy for the future of the server, especially with server versus server coming up in like maybe a month or two. Checking back in on the alliance, currently we hold five territories. I imagine we may take more in the future. I'm not really sure. I haven't been up to date with which territories are going to which alliance, but I imagine because we still have some slots left, in the future, I can see IW staying a pretty relevant force here in this server. If we take a look at the strongest true power here, we can see some of these players are getting really, really strong. It looks like Earth is the dominant march right now. Hippolyta, really interesting choice there. Ooh, looks like Kunkun has some sort of mixed march here, which is quite interesting. We get a lot of high damage from Genghis Khan in the back row, a lot of healing from Zenobia, and then we get some tankiness and removal of debuffs. That's a really interesting combination. Now, one thing that I do want to note is that Peter the Great, man, this is This immortal is the reason that we're going to be opening up so many philosopher stones here in this video. I've made some good progress on my lightning march. You can see here that we've put a ton of skills on our dragon. You can see that, you know, obviously this is still a bit weaker than our current army in earth, and that's because all of my strong skills are on my earth march. But if we take a closer look, you'll see that I'm missing one skill on Khan and two skills on Peter the Great. How do I possibly have a Genghis Khan that is farther along than Peter the Great? And the answer, my friends, is simple, and that is because Peter the Great has one of the lowest drop chances when you're summoning in the Hall of Immortals. He has the same drop rate as Hippolyta, as Julius Caesar. He's actually even harder to get than Gilgamesh, and I feel like Gilgamesh is a really top tier immortal in this game. Obviously, he is, you know, he's an early game free to play holy immortal, but he's kind of splashable in any team in the back row, and he just does damage back there. So the fact that Peter the Great is so hard to summon here is really unfortunate. And on top of that, if we go into the market, look at this 0.03% chance of Peter the Great showing up here. That's crazy. Now, he is a little bit easier to get fragments of than, let's say, Genghis Khan, but he's got the same chance of showing up as Elizabeth Bathory. So it's wild that Peter the Great is just a harder immortal to get fragments of, and that is one of the downsides of my current lightning march, is that with him not being maxed out, I'm missing out on that skill slot. You unlock the final skill slot for these immortals when they are finished, right? I don't have this, and I know that I don't have this on Khan either, but Khan is somebody that's going to be hard for me to get regardless, whereas Peter the Great, I can just try my luck. We'll do a little bit of gambling here, and we're gonna just summon a ton, and we're gonna see if maybe we can get just a little bit closer to finishing off Peter. Now, if we take a look, I do have 147. So I think in this video we're gonna at least get one more skill on him, right? But I think maxing him in this video, it's gonna be quite hard. Okay, it's gonna be quite hard. So we're gonna do 300 immortal summons. And we have, 50 market refreshes. So 51, I should say. So we're going to be doing that today, and we're going to be trying to see how much Peter we can get, because I just want to be done with lightning. I just want to focus all of my time and energy and effort into that march, because I think it's just a cool march. Okay, it's high damage dealing, and everybody else, as you saw on the server, is focusing on earth, and lightning is going to be a nice counter to that. Now, you might be saying, Omniarch, that's a little bit insane. Okay, you've gotten all these philosopher stones, like, what are you going to do if you don't max them out from this video? Well, great news, we're just going to break all these down into soul crystals so we can focus on some of our skills for our mortals. So either way, this is going to be a useful endeavor to max out the strength of our marches. So let's go ahead and get started. All right, boys, let's go ahead and do our first 9 summon, and we're going to skip the animation, and we've got 5 Frederick. Now, you guys know that I pretty much have abandoned the idea of a fire army, even though I think if you're a free-to-play player, you should be focusing on fire. There's just so much true damage from the so much true damage on that fire dragon, and you can get so many powerful fire immortals for free. We got 5 Barca here. I'm not a fan of the wind march, but one thing I will say is that when you come in first place for contention of relics, that is when you want to buy Empress Wu. You want to get as many of her as you can, because she is an absolute boss in the back row for your fire march, and she's going to deal insane amounts of damage. And again, as long as you win the contention of relics, you can get her for free, which is awesome. Okay, we're done with the tangent. Let's go back to summoning here in the Hall of Immortals, and there it is, dude. We got 60 Gilgamesh. I think we can max out Gilgamesh in this video, which is actually insane. So that's a really good one. I'm happy to leave him maxed out. I'm not going to put him in an army right now, but he's very, very powerful. Happy to see that we are finished with him. Here we get nothing that we need. We haven't even touched Leonidas on this account at all. He's relatively useless for what we have, and we get nothing here. Absolute junk. Let's keep going here. We're going to see, and boom, we get, oh, Caesar's another one. I've just ignored Caesar this entire account. I don't know. He just is not something that I care too much about. Maybe that's not a great strategy. We got Sonata. We got some Yoshi. All this stuff is not that useful. And guys, I've also been in the process of sort of dismantling my Watermarch, because I'm just using that experience and all that stuff for my Lightning March, because I'm just going to focus on those two. I think Lightning and Earth are going to be a nice combo for me. So we get nothing in this guy here, nothing in that rip, and we get Ashoka, which is nice if you're a fire player. Ashoka's decent, but you may want to replace him with possibly Gilgamesh or somebody else. I know Ashoka's like, he's okay in fire marches, but he's not the best in the back row that you could do. Even if you're free to play, he's probably not the best. But regardless, we get a full summon of Julius Caesar. Now we're getting a lot of Caesar here, and Caesar, let me remind you, has the same drop rate as Peter the Great, and yet we haven't seen a single Peter the Great at all. No matter how many summons we do, we're getting Gilgamesh, we're getting all this stuff, we're not getting any. We haven't seen a single Peter the Great. It's almost like the game just hates me. The game just hates me. This is the first, I think this is the first time Richard has shown up in this video, and we maxed out Richard, but we're just like not getting any lightning support. What is this? And this is one of the things when you're considering buying your Philosopher's Stones, okay? Know that this is a gamble. You're gambling these, okay? So that's why I'm making this video, because now you get to watch me do it and you don't have to waste your Philosopher's Stones. So let's keep going, baby. We haven't gotten pretty much anything exciting here. We're really looking for full summons of Peter the Great, baby. Come on. Come on, Infinity Kingdom gods, please, please, please give me that Peter the Great, the full summons. Give me two of them. Give me two. I'm gonna be greedy. I want two, maybe even three. Okay, let's go ahead and do another 10 summon here. Let's see what we get. And okay, that's a full summon, but it's not what we wanted. Frederick isn't even an immortal that I would use in a fire march either. I think in a previous video I've talked about the front row for your fire march. I think Hippolyta and William are just a better combination in the front row. I've come to that conclusion. Frederick, not really that interesting to me. Obviously, as a full summon, we're gonna be able to get rid of those shards for soul crystals, so it is what it is. And boom, we get nothing again. Oh my goodness, it's the game. The game hates me. We get even more. Dude, Gilgamesh loves me today, and we're just getting none. Oh my god, we're getting none of Peter the Great. Come on dude. Oh my god. It hurts my soul. We're running so low on these Philosopher's Stones. It hurts my soul, dude. We're not getting anything. Oh my god. Okay, come on. Nothing again. Nothing. Peter the Great. Come on, Peter the Great. Come on. Oh, dude, I don't understand. It's the same drop rate. Why can't you just give me the one that I want, dude? You can't just give me the one that I. Oh my. Okay. Well. Okay. The Infinity Kingdom gods did me dirty today, but we've done over 2,100 summons. Think about that. Let me claim that. 2,200, 2,300. We've done over 2,300 summons, and there we get our first time seeing him in the video was with the free stones we collected at the end. We got five Peter the Great. There goes my chances. I don't even think I'm going to be able to put a skill on him. At this point, I thought I would get something, man. I thought maybe one full summon. I mean, we did 310 summons in this video, and we got five fragments of Peter the Great, dude. Oh my god, dude. Oh, okay. We can finish Gilgamesh, so let's do that. We're gonna pop off. We're gonna pop off with Gilgamesh, and my boy is done. My boy is done. We love to see that. Can we do anything with William? We cannot. We've got a ton of Caesar, but again, not really a fan of him. Not going to really focus on that guy too much. Okay, so let's go ahead and dismantle all of these fragments. We don't need any of this garbage, dude. We don't need any of this. Look at that. We're getting so many soul crystals. And this is the thing, like, even though we didn't get any Peter the Greats, pretty much, we got five, right? We're still getting value out of these soul crystals. 23K, baby. 14K. I love to see that. So let's go ahead. Do I want to get rid of my Belis? Who cares? Let's get rid of Belisarius. We can officially unlock Gilgamesh. We can start to get rid of him, which is good news. And that's pretty much it, dude. We're just gonna, 18K. I love to see it. Yo, we're gonna be balling out of absolute control. Look at these soul crystals, baby. All right, there we go. We've got 6,600 more. and let's go into the market, and we're going to do those 54 refreshes and see what we can get. So I'm really praying that, ooh, we definitely want Charles the Great. I'm praying that we get a lot of Peter the Great here, because we got ripped off. Look at that, a full summon of Caesar. The game wants me to use Caesar. It just does. I don't know what's going on here, but we got pretty much ripped off on Peter the Great from the summons. And so I'm hoping that we can get a ton of him in the market refreshes, and we're not seeing anything that I care about, man. We'll take the Ramses, just because why not? You know, there it is. We'll take Charles. Ooh, we love to see Charles. We're getting real close to finishing him off, which is nice. We would love to see some Genghis Khan in here, which would be really nice. Elizabeth Bathory, there it is, dude. There it is. Okay, let's get those Ramses. Ooh, we got 10, baby. We got Khan. That's the good stuff there. Okay, and we'll take El Cid. I mean, hey, at this rate, we may be able to max out El Cid before we max out friggin' Peter the Great. So who knows? All right, let's keep going here. We're not seeing anything we really care about. Ooh, there he is, baby. There he is. Okay, let's see more of him. We want to see more of him. Okay, Infinity Kingdom gods, please don't do this to me. Do not do me dirty. Okay, don't do me dirty. Oh, we're not liking these. Okay, we do like that. We do like Charles. We love him. Okay, well, we're getting a lot of Ramses today. I don't even know. I'm just buying him because I'm buying him. He's kind of rare and I just feel like I should, but other than that, I don't really know if I'm going to use him too much. But what else do we got here? Oh, we're getting nothing, man. We're getting nothing. Oh, I almost bought Gilga thinking I still needed him, but we just finished him. Oh, do we need? Okay, we'll take that. We'll take El Cid. Can we put a skill on El Cid? We might not be able to. We might be like 20 away. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, we'll take William. I mean, we'll take William just for in the future if we ever build a fire. Okay, I'm gonna keep refreshing. I gotta do it. I gotta do the gems. What am I gonna do? I need Peter the Great. I want to at least put one more skill on him, man. I feel like I'm getting gypped. I'm getting ripped off. Like, what is happening here? Okay, we'll take Ramses. We're running kind of low on gems. I mean, this is not a responsible use of gems. Absolutely not. And I do not recommend you do this. Oh, we finished Merlin as well. That's right. We don't need that. Ooh, Hippolyta. Okay, we'll take Ramses. Why is Ramses showing up? There he is, dude. There he is. Okay, hang on. Let me just take a look here because I'm a little bit confused. Okay, Ramses and Peter the Great have the same probability, and we've seen so many Ramses. In fact, we've seen more of Charles the Great and of Genghis Khan than we've seen of Peter the Great here. Like, what gives? Why do the Infinity Kingdom gods hate me so much? Like, come on, dude, come on. There, we want Khan. That's a good pull. Okay, I'm just burning through. Look at this. Why are we're getting so many Khan and none of Peter the Great? Like, what is going on here? I'm losing my mind. Okay, we'll take William just in case we need him in the future. We'll take more William. But look, William has, I think, the same probability as Peter the Great as well. We're getting all of these immortals that are as rare as him, and yet we don't get any Peter. It's like the game knows. It's like it can hear me. It's like, okay, we'll take that. We'll take the Khan. We love the Khan. But like, oh my gosh, this is so bad. I'm burning through so many gems. I don't even know, I should just stop. I should just cut my losses. But like, I need Peter the Great. Like, dude, oh my God, my luck. The universe just does not love me. The universe just hates me so much right now. Oh my God. And this is, guys, by the way, this is one of the reasons that if you know you're not going to use an immortal, don't even summon them, right? Don't even summon them, because if you don't summon them, then they don't show up here in the market. So that's a little tip for you guys. As you can see here, you know, the fewer immortals that could even possibly show up, the higher the probability of the one that you want actually showing up, right? So that's good news. I guess we'll just keep buying these Ramses. Oh, there we go. Oh my gosh. Yo, we're 3 away from another skill on my boy. We're 3 away. I'm addicted. Come on, baby. Come on. What is with the Ramses today? Okay, my best buddy over here. All right, we got a ton of Ramses. Where on earth is Peter the Great? Where is he, dude? What? I mean, like, we'll take El Cid. Sure, we'll take El Cid. But Peter, man, come on. Just give me 5 more. Just give me 5 more Peter the Great. 5 more. Come on, dude. Come on. We're burning through the gems, dude. I need it. I need it. I'm five. We have, oh my God, only four more. Okay, come on. Come on, Peter. 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 Ah, dude, no. Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay. I can't believe it. I can't believe 310 summons, like over 100 market refreshes, right? And I'm three away. I only got like what, 20 fragments of him in this video? Something like that. Oh my God. I spent so many gems, dude. So many gems, and I didn't get them, man. But that's how probability works. That's how gambling works, okay? Sometimes you just don't get it, okay? That's life. Sometimes you just don't get it. Now let me go ahead and take a look. Look, we could put a skill on El Cid. There we go. We'll put a skill on El Cid. We'll do that. That's fine. Our El Cid is at the same skill level as our freaking Peter the Great. And okay, oh my God, I can't. We're also 10 away from finishing Charles. Like, it would have been, I would have been okay with not getting Peter if we finished Charles. That would have been a good trade-off. But even with Charles, we don't even finish him off. So the good news is we're close, and we've got a ton of fragments here for the Hall of Immortals. I'm actually going to go ahead and upgrade Cleave. Oh, that's, the next one is dirty. 72k, man. I can't do it. I can't do that. No way, dude. No way. So, all right, I'm gonna upgrade Garrote to 7, and I think Chaotic Blade to 7 as well. And then I'm gonna save the rest in case I come up with something else that I want to do with those soul crystals. But anyway, guys, Peter the Great did me dirty in this video. I really wanted more of him, but it just, it is what it is. Okay, guys, this is a reminder. If you haven't started or tried Infinity Kingdom, there's a link down below. Okay, you already know where to find it. Go ahead and join the Revival of Cities server with me and some other content creators. The game is free, okay? So just go ahead and give it a shot. And of course, if you made it to the end of this video, I hope you'll drop a thumbs up on it. It really helps out the channel a ton. It helps get this video out into the YouTube algorithm so other Infinity Kingdom players might see how horrible of luck I have. And if you're new here, subscribe to the channel and click that bell to be notified the next time that I upload an Infinity Kingdom video. Comment down below, how much good luck have you had with your Philosopher's Stone summons? Do you think I got lucky here and I just didn't get Peter, or did I get kind of ripped off? I would love to hear from you guys in the comment section below. And with that being said, guys, thank you so much for watching. This has been Omniarch. I will talk to you guys again soon. Peace.